It's winter and Christmas season is almost upon us, but the anticipation of the coming of Christ, not to mention the festive cheer, is set this year to a backdrop of the COVID-19 pandemic, with many of us separated and isolated. So it will be a very different Christmas in households across England and Wales this year, but let's not forget it's always a hard time of the year for those without the warmth and shelter of a home. The St. Vincent de Paul Society, the SVP as it's known, has addressed some of these acute needs by producing 11,500 life-saving packs of useful items for the homeless. Vinny packs, as they're called, provide cold weather essentials for people sleeping rough on our streets. The packs are distributed by the charity's volunteers, but some of our Catholic schools have joined in to do their bit to help the homeless. Now, one such school is St. Paul's Catholic Primary and Nursery School in Cheshunt in Hertfordshire. Katie Wharton Gear, head teacher of St. Paul's, tells us why the children were so keen to help those in need.
We've really been working hard as a school to sort of develop the Catholic social teaching here and children's understanding of the common good and social justice, and the importance for us as Catholics to help those in need. And when I saw this opportunity to take part in the Vinny project, I thought it would be perfect for our children to help to develop their understanding as to the importance, as to why it's important for us to help others in need, not just based on our own values, but also the values of the gospel and what God speaks to us through the Bible. The children have been taking part in making a pack, which is called a cold weather pack, which contains things such as hats, gloves, hand wipes, toothbrush, toothpaste, and information about the good news, the Bible. And they're going to go to homeless people on the streets to help to support them through this hard time. And this year they're also including face masks as well to help to protect them against this COVID-19 pandemic. It's been really hard, for schools to continue to take part in these types of activities, especially during this COVID pandemic. And this was a really safe way of us doing that. The materials were all dropped off, abided by social distancing. We then isolated the materials to make the pack before the children then took part. The children all took part in hand hygiene, washing beforehand, made the packs up, and then again they'll go to isolate before they're handed out to the homeless. So it's still a way that we can support those in need, during this pandemic, which is really important for the children to be able to do. The children really enjoyed themselves today. Lots of them were asking me, when can we do this again? Can we do this each week? And they were all really keen and eager. They were really interested to find out where exactly were their packs going to go and who was going to be helped by the packs. They wanted to know were the packs going to also help children as well. So we did a lot of talking around who these packs are going to help, and the children were really pleased with that.
Well, that's a ray of light in the darkness, and how uplifting to learn how the pupils are so keen to help the homeless at what should be a really special time of the year. Now, we couldn't conclude without hearing from one of the children who's had a hand in making the packs.
Today I have done packs for homeless people and for children who are out there and in the pandemic and who are cold because it's nearly winter. We might think it's going to snow and we don't want them to get frostbite or any illnesses. We're doing this because we're following the mission statement and Jesus's footsteps, and we know that Jesus would have done that too if he saw someone outside in the winter being cold. I find it very comforting to know that all those people out there will be very happy to open those packs and find things that we've done especially for them.
Well, I'm sure they will, especially as we now know that not only are the SVP's life-saving Vinny packs full of cold weather essentials, but we've also learned that they're packed with love and a real sense of wanting to help those who are having such a hard time on our streets this Christmas. So, if you want to support the SVP, the Society of St. Vincent de Paul, then visit its website at www.svp.org.uk, and you can put on the end of that, /donate, if you'd like to financially support them. And a really big thank you to all the volunteers working tirelessly in our Catholic charities this Christmas. And I'm sure you'll echo our special thanks to the teachers and particularly the pupils of St Paul's Catholic Primary School and Nursery in Cheshunt, Hertfordshire.